Development. The county government of Homa Bay is drafting a master plan for the development of Rua Special Economic Zone in Ratuonyo North Sub-County. Governor Gladys Wanga said the master plan will be implemented after a topographical survey of the park is concluded. She said the survey will map out areas to be set aside for establishing factories and other amenities. Wanga said they were collaborating in the rollout with agencies such as Kenya Revenue Authority, CRA, Special Economic Zone Authority, National Land Commission, NLC, and the National Environment Management Authority, NEMA, among others. She noted that the 532-acre industrial park will have multiple companies operating from the same area. The governor spoke on Wednesday when she led officials from different government agencies to the area on a site visit. She said Homa Bay boasts of having been the first county in western Kenya to launch a special economic zone. This is a strategic place for investment. We have come to formalize the boundaries between custom and non-custom areas within the industrial zone, Wanga said. She said her administration had put in place plans to develop the economic zone to attract investors. The county boss announced that there are ongoing infrastructure improvements and utility enhancements which are part of a strategy to develop the area and make it an attractive destination for industrial enterprises. Kenya Power has supplied electricity to the park. It is now the county government's responsibility to ensure we improve roads to the park according to a master plan that we have, Ms. Wanga said. During the topographical survey, a technical team comprising officials from NLC, NEMA and the county government will identify locations of each company. Kenya Investment Authority will advise a technical team formed to oversee the exercise. The team will identify areas such as customs, industrial, residential and hospitality where each investor will establish a branch. Businesses setting up at the industrial zone will enjoy preferential treatments including lower taxes. Ms. Wanga said another advantage that companies will enjoy is having land for investment at no cost. The governor said several companies that have shown interest in the Rua Economic Zone signed the deals with the devolved unit during the second International Investment Conference. Ms. Wanga said this was part of her efforts of creating job opportunities for residents. She commended the local community for availing land for the Special Economic Zone, adding that all disputes relating to the parcel had been resolved. County Trade and Investment Executive Committee member Polly Kapakombo said the county government had received a draft master plan before the final document was developed with some amendments. He said Victory Farms was the first company to move into the economic zone. Once the topographical survey and master plan is done, we will be ready to move, he said. Akombo said National Youth Service personnel will construct dikes to control floods and the work is expected to end in 3 weeks' time before other companies move in.